You're listening to Artitude, a podcast with artists created and produced by Detlef Schlick, a visual artist and ritual designer, living and loving in West Cork, and best known for his essay about the cause and effect of shamanism, art and digital culture. Working in the field of performance, photography, painting, sound, installations, and film, he will dive and discover with us and a weekly creative guest into the unknown and exciting deep ocean of the creative mind.
This is Detlef Schlich, and today we dive into the deep and unknown, exciting ocean of our creative mind. Welcome to a new episode of Artitude, actually Artitude 220, as far as I am right, the podcast exploring the intersections of art, culture, and science. I'm your host, and today we embark on a fascinating journey from alchemy to the digital revolution, from development to calculation, actually. So this episode is not just a reflection on human progress, but also a profound look into the interdisciplinary nature of our history and future. I come along, I don't know, I mean, often if I'm interested in research in subjects, I'm lying. It comes from a dream or from a eureka moment. And I was lying. I was waking up in the morning and I thought, about a Polaroid photo. About the development of a Polaroid photo. I think, all right, I mean, this is development. And we humans, we used to develop, or however you want to pronounce it. I think the English and the American pronounce it different. And this was based on actually chemical reaction, where when we're going to go back, we all know that the chemists coming from the alchemists, and I already spoke about that in earlier sessions, episodes. Because I was somehow as well very, very much interested in the journey of us humans, and as well, I don't try to research my subjects from the esoterical point of view, more from the scientific, but what I see as well is often that spiritual moments from researchers and scientists, etc., are often as well the motivation. So I thought, okay, the 20th century, the century about development and about chemics in general, whether they are for good or for the evil. We know that everything can be for the good and for the evil. They used to be in the 20th century, and the millennium people, maybe, or they don't know it anymore. They people went into studios and put their paper, the development paper, into chemicals in order to develop that, what they got on film. I mean, just in a nutshell.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
So I thought, where is the difference between this and the 21st century, where we're going to come to calculation, where we don't work with chemicals in this way anymore, but on the other way probably. It's more already on the electric way and on the way of calculation of zeros and ones. So our journey through time begins in the mysterious labs of alchemists. So these early scientists and philosophers were not only in search of the philosopher's stone, which could turn base metals into gold, but also this elixir of life, promising eternal youth. And here we're going to come back a little bit to the esoteric point of view. But their experiments, though often shrouded in mystical beliefs, laid the groundwork for modern chemistry. The development techniques like distillation, which are refined and used in the pharmaceutical industries today. Here in alchemy, we see the first interplay between development and calculation. intuitive experimenting complete with the first attempts at a systematic approach to nature. With the advent of chemistry in the 18th and 19th century, the alchemical pursuit of transformation became a scientific discipline that explores the composition, structure, and properties of matter. Dmitri Mendeleev's discovery of the periodic table of elements, a pinnacle of chemical science, was a masterpiece of calculation. For instance, Mendeleev organized the elements by their atomic weight and predicted the properties of yet undiscovered elements. This methodical approach to categorizing the natural world demonstrates how calculation became the engine of development. We had it already going on in earlier than the 20th century. So the belief in number, the belief in numbers is already far, far, far earlier happened that. But that was for me somehow again interesting to understand again. We forgot so many things. So I understand the development of science in the 16th to 18th centuries was shaped by several methodological approaches that revolutionized not only chemistry, but also other disciplines. Then I understand as well that these approaches significantly refined scientific methodology and laid the foundation for a systematic study of nature. So I was trying then as well to look a little bit more into this somehow interdisciplinary methods, like, for instance, the inductive method, which was popularized by Francis Bacon in the early 17th century. So the inductive method promoted the development of science by deriving general principles from specific observations. So Bacon's approach encouraged scientists to discard prejudices and focus on careful observation and data collection to arrive at scientific conclusions. So the idea of data collection is not really new. It's just now we collect it in a different way. And data collection already exists since archives exist. And if you want, you can say hieroglyphs are already a data collection on a different way. So the Egyptians already began, or probably earlier as well, with data collections. Even if you use the clay tablet, it collects data. I've looked into microscopy. So the invention and improvement of the microscope in the 17th century opened entirely new perspectives in biology and medicine. So scientists like Antoni van Leeuwenhoek used microscopes to study cells, microorganisms, and the structure of tissues. So these microscopic observations expanded understanding of life at the cellular level and led to significant developments in biology, which is as well a big part of understanding the nature around us. The more tools we develop with new technology, the more we discover that everything is not like that, like we see it, because there's our senses, they're so hardly bad developed that we can't discover so much with our senses. Dogs can smell 10 times better, take bats, how they fly, just with noise. So I used to look as well into the systematic classification. So in the 18th century, Carl Linnaeus introduced a system for classifying plants and animals based on a hierarchical structure of kingdom, class, order, family, genus, and species. So Linnaeus' approach to systematic classification allowed for more accurate description and organization of biological diversity, significantly influencing biology and ecology. We have the analytical chemistry, and the development of these analytical techniques in chemistry, such as quantitative analysis by Justus von Liebig in the 19th century, enabled the precise determination of chemical compound compositions. These methods enhanced understanding of chemical reactions and led to the discovery of new elements and compounds, further advancing chemical science. And if I think back to my school time, for me it was nothing worse, as it was so abstract for me in school to understand this, you know, to understand, because they teach it just in numbers and in formulas, and they just gave elements a name, and it didn't make sense for me to it was so abstract. Why do these elements have names? No, as yeah. On the other hand, I think as a scientist, if you develop things like this, you have to be really very creative to find methodologies like this in order to research and find advanced new analytical techniques. So these methodological approach of the 16th to the 18th century formed the basic for systematic scientific thinking and the investigation of the natural world. They clarified how calculation and systematic categorization, as exemplified by Dmitri Mendeleev's discovery of the periodic table, are based on a long tradition of scientific innovation and methodological development. The merging of experimental observations with theoretical calculations became the engine of development across many scientific disciplines, highlighting the complex and interdisciplinary nature of science. The discoveries and methodological approach of the 16th to 18th centuries not only laid the foundation for scientific research as we know it today, but also paved the way for a profound understanding of development in both literal and figurative senses. I mean, if I really think about that, it's really a fascinating example that illustrates this idea of development, whether you like science or you don't like science. I mean, for me, it was since the last 10, 20 years, since I studied art, I started more to look deeper into scientific elements and approach, and in order to understand how intellectuals and how academics think, you know, and in order to inform my art, you know. So these ideas of developments, they also bridging to modern digital process, and it is found in the world of photography as well. Consider the Polaroid photograph, a marvel of chemical science and technology that allows an image to be physically developed immediately after taking it. This process, which uses a direct chemical reaction within the film to make an image visible, embodies the principle of development in an almost magical way. The Polaroid camera, introduced in the late 40s, 1940s actually, revolutionized photography by offering instant gratification of image development. This was a dramatic contrast to earlier photographic methods, which required cumbersome development in darkrooms, what I've already mentioned earlier. The ability to capture an event and hold the result in your hands within minutes was a fascinating demonstration of how scientific development has changed the way we capture and remember moments. So, yeah, let's go a little bit deeper into that, and I was going a little bit deeper into that in order to research how far is in this development as well calculation involved. No? So this physical development embodied in the Polaroid photograph offers a valuable allegory for scientific and cultural understanding of development as a whole. It's about creating something visible, tangible, and understandable from the raw materials of our lives, whether it's an unexposed film, an undiscovered chemical compound, or an unknown scientific theory, through a process of careful application of knowledge and technique. Think of it. This physical development represented in Polaroid photography serves not only as a metaphor for scientific progress, but also reflects the multi-layered evolution of humanity. The process of creating a snapshot from an unexposed film through light exposure, chemical reaction, and the eventual emergence of the image resembles human development in many ways. So I discovered and researched in that a couple of different things. Started by the evolutionary development, for instance, so just like the gradual unfolding of a Polaroid picture, humanity has evolved over millions of years. And each step in this evolutionary journey, from the first hominids to modern Homo sapiens, can be seen as an exposure made by the environment, natural selection, and genetic variation act as the developer fluid, gradually bringing out the unique features of our species. So, but there, I think, is as well already, if we look into DNA, and if we can write now as we know, we can write into DNA, there's already a source of calculation in it, isn't it? So, okay, further on, I went to cultural and social development. The cultural evolution of humanity from prehistoric art to the digital revolution resembles the process of image development, where clearer and more complex patterns emerge over time. Each culture and epoch has its own exposure time, determined by the available technologies, social structures, and philosophical ideas. This cultural exposure leaves lasting impressions on the photographic paper of human history. I've looked as well into the personal development, and what I see there is, on an individual level, the development of a Polaroid picture symbolized a person's life path from birth to adulthood. Every experience, challenge, and joy contributes to the development of one's personality. Just like a photograph gains contour through light and shadow, our experiences and decisions shape who we are, don't they? And then if you maybe look into the scientific and technological development, we have the history of photography itself, from the first daguerreotype to modern digital cameras, offers insights into the human urge to capture and understand the world around us. Each innovation in this field reflects the desire to capture our environment more accurately, quickly, and in more detail, a desire that is also the driving force behind many scientific discoveries and technological inventions. Or look into the education and knowledge acquisition. So finally, the development process of a Polaroid picture is comparable to learning and acquiring knowledge, information, and education, expose the film of our minds, while discussions, studies, and reflections advance development until knowledge and understanding become visible and applicable. I mean, this all opens, or the understanding of it all opens for me new doors, and I'm somehow fascinated with this allegory. Because, I don't know, it makes something with me if I really see that under the umbrella of this development of a Polaroid. You know. So, as we navigate this fascinating journey from alchemy to the digital era, from the physical development of a Polaroid picture to the metaphorical development of humanity, let's take a moment to pause and reflect. It's remarkable how the concepts of development and calculation, though they may seem different at first glance, are deeply intertwined and have influenced our journey through knowledge and technology. the development of the Polaroid picture serves as a wonderful allegory to understand that every process, every discovery, and every invention is part of a larger development process. This process reflects not only our constant search for knowledge, but also our desire to better understand the world around us and ourselves. In the world of science and technology, in the arts, and in our personal growth, development is a constant companion. It is this process that allows us to form something visible, tangible, and ultimately understandable from the raw materials of our life, our experiences, our knowledge, our relationships. Let's use this interlude to appreciate the beauty and complexity of human curiosity and our drive to explore, develop, and calculate. We stand at the crossroads between the past and the future, between the material and the digital world, and yet our goal remains the same: to expand the boundaries of our understanding and to capture the essence of what it means to be human. Before we embark on the next part of our journey, let us remember that every step we take, every moment of reflection, is part of this wonderful development that defines us. We are, individually and collectively, constantly in the process of development, shaped by the countless exposures of our life. I mean, it sounds all very dramatically, but if you really try to understand it, if you grasp it, I'm not completely happy how we humans rape the planet with tools, we overuse it with tools, but there's already a very good essay from Martin Heidegger about the question of technology. If you want to read that, you can find an essay about this in my link on ResearchGate, where I really go deeper and questioning the way we human try to discover our world around us. But I think in general, we human, we are born for this, you know, but we still have to take as well the responsibility of us and of the planet, that we not overuse it and overstrain it through research, don't we? So as we close the chapter on development symbolized by the immediate and tangible nature of Polaroid photography, we stand on the threshold of a new dimension of understanding and interacting with our world. The area of calculation is dawning, and with it the landscape of our perception and expression is fundamentally changing. So I think what I'm gonna do is, in our next episode of Artitude, we leave the familiar path of physical development and dive into the digital age, where not chemical reactions but calculations and algorithms determine the creation and manifestation of our reality. The digital image processing based on the principles of calculation represents this profound change. It illustrates how calculation becomes the driving force behind our development in the 21st century, a force that is felt far beyond photography and in almost all facets of our life. So as we explore the transition from development to calculation, we open the gate to an understanding of the far-reaching consequences of this change. How does the reign of algorithms change the way we think, feel, and remember? What new forms of creativity emerge from this digital-dominated landscape? So, I will look as well into the German, the English, and the Spanish version of development, what means Entwicklung, and calculation, what means Berechnung. I don't have now the Spanish in my head, but I will put all three words against each other in order to understand as well where things like this derive from. So, yeah, join us on this exploration journey in the next episode of Artitude as we unveil the layers of this digital revolution. It is a journey that not only challenges us, but also offers the opportunity to redraw the contours of our future existence. But before we say goodbye, I would like to thank every listener here from all over the world, from America, from Texas, Dallas, California, North California or North Hollywood, the Mojave Desert, England, Ireland, Australia, Argentina, especially Concordia and Buenos Aires, Germany, France, Spain. I mean, without you, this podcast wouldn't be possible, you know. Dear new listeners, before we say goodbye, I invite you to stay connected with us at Detschlich and at Artitude and at Isle of West Cork Artists on Instagram to become part of our discussions. You can go as well to the Isle of West Cork Artists group on Facebook. Become a member, which is easy. Just say, yeah, I want to be a member. So, and then you can share with us your work, your perspectives, and insights are as well very valuable as we collectively dive into the area of calculation. Until then, thank you for your ear, your curiosity, and your companionship on this journey. And I hope we'll see you in the digital future. And think of it, future is just one podcast away. Until next time on Artitude, have a great creative week. I hug you all. You're Detlef. Bye-bye.
You have listened to Artitude, West Cork's first art, fashion and design podcast. Artitude, never so close again. That was too close.